Welcome to Songs of Encouragement. Selections of song, scripture, and comment designed to encourage, inspire, and edify. It is our sincere desire that you will be blessed as we seek to exalt the one who alone can give a new song.
Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, in the heart he implanted the song of song, of deliverance, of courage, of strength, in the heart he implanted the song.
A certain young man, after receiving the good news of the gospel of God's grace, attempted to share this good news with a friend. As the young man began to open his Bible, the friend exclaimed, "Oh, you must be careful about that book. It's full of all sorts of contradictions and inconsistencies." "Is that a fact?" replied the young man. "In that case, I'm glad I talked to you first before making a fool of myself. Maybe you could show me some of these contradictions so I'll know what to watch out for when I read the Bible." "It's loaded with them," said the friend. "You can hardly read a single page without having them practically jump right out in front of you." "You don't say," exclaimed the young man. "Maybe you could show me the first mistake right now." Suddenly, the friend remembered that he had a most pressing engagement and quickly excused himself as he hurried down the street, leaving the young man standing, Bible in hand. Interestingly enough, those that claim to find error and contradiction in the Bible spend little or no time reading it. The Bible is a most remarkable book. Approximately 40 different authors were inspired by God to compose this volume of 66 books over a period of about 1,600 years. Because most of these individuals were from varied backgrounds and different periods of time, they could not possibly have compared notes with one another. Yet there remains a perfect pattern of unity and harmony throughout Scripture. The reason for this is given in the Bible itself. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. The author of the Bible is God Himself. Not only has He given us His Word, but He has preserved it down through the ages. Generations may come and go, but the Word of the Lord endureth forever.
The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand. When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands like a rock undaunted mid the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with the light sublime. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand. When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands, and it will forever, when the world has passed away. By inspiration it has been given, all its precepts I will obey. The Bible stands, every test we give it, for its author is divine. By grace alone I expect to live it and to prove it and make it mine. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand. When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Because God is perfect, His Word is also perfect. In the 19th Psalm, there is a list of 6 different perfections of the Word of God. Following each perfection, there is a corresponding transformation or change that God's Word accomplishes in the lives of those who willingly receive it. Number 1, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Number 2, the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Number 3, the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. Number 4, the commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Number 5, the fear of the Lord, meaning reverential trust, is clean, enduring forever. And number 6, the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. By them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward.
Precious Holy Bible, treasure rich and rare, Word of God eternal, balm for every care, God's full revelation of the sin of man, and of Christ's redemption, and salvation's plan. Word that life bestoweth, food the soul to stay, armor that protecteth, counsel for each day, promises abundant, lamp of truth to lead, always all sufficient for each time of need. May we read these scriptures and their truths believe, own our need as sinners, and God's Son receive, in assurance resting, His commands obey, and in His grace growing, live for Him each day.
The Bible is a book that we should not only read, but heed as well. A motorist who reads stop, but continues to proceed, is in danger of possible disaster. And so it is with the reader of Scripture who understands one thing, but does another. The Bible contains this important warning: But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. But if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Along with many precious promises, the Bible contains many direct commands. The happy Christian is the one who first reads the Bible and then applies its precepts to his own experience in a practical way.
Walking with the Savior on the narrow way, doing all that pleases Him from day to day, reading from the Bible, taking time to pray. Oh, that's the way to find happiness. Doing good to others as the Savior would, living like a Christian in the neighborhood, shunning every evil as you know you should. Oh, that's the way to find happiness. Trusting in the Lord when there's a stormy sky, bringing Him the troubles that would make us sigh, knowing He will keep us every need supplied. Oh, that's the way to find happiness. Ready with a witness to His love so true, giving out the gospel as He told us to, serving faithfully in all we say or do. Oh, that's the way to find happiness. Oh, that's the way to find happiness. Oh, that's the way. Oh, that's the way. Oh, that's the way to find happiness.
The theme of the Bible is the unfolding of God's love revealed through His Son, Jesus Christ. It is constant throughout Scripture, from Genesis through Revelation. Jesus said, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of Me." The reading, searching, and memorizing of the Bible will have no real effect on your life until you first see Christ. He is the theme of Scripture and is revealed as the Savior of sinners. The natural man cannot understand the things of God. If you receive Christ as Savior, however, His Word, the Bible, will become a lamp for your feet and a light for your path. In these times of uncertainty, you need a strong and steady rock on which to depend. That rock is the Lord Jesus Christ, and He is revealed in the book called the Bible.
In times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure, be very sure, your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus, yes, He's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure, be very sure, your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. In times like these, you need the Bible. In times like these, oh, be not idle, be very sure, be very sure, your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus, yes, He's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure, be very sure, your anchor holds and grips the solid rock.